morning by chanting the two Govindam prayers. It's always the same mantra, always the same picture, and most of the time always the same inattentiveness. But if you enter the practice of mantra upasana, you will actually be there in the picture of the mantra. From this, a stream of memories will start to come, and you will be actually able to see different, remember different pastimes. And this is a little bit like that. But it is, of course, in a guided way. We sit together and we hear. So it's very, very important to know that you can remember Krishna, the transcendental Krishna, only in a purified mind. And that's why we chant the mantra. And I wish to request all of you to go with full concentration into the chanting of the mantra, the Maha Mantra, and then listen with full concentration. It's very important that the chanting is done with full heart and concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ramo Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gauranga, Jaya Gauranga, Gauranga, Jaya Gauranga. Gauranga, Jaya Gauranga. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. We will start our Gauranga evening in Vrindavan Dham. Srimati Radharani is together with Lord Krishna. It is late in the night. The divine couple has engaged in the Rasa dance. And they are relaxing and reclining in a grove full of Madhavikripas. And they are discussing something very confidential. They have just woken up from sleep, a little nap which they took due to the exhaustion of their divine play. And Srimati Radharani wakes up and she thinks about a dream which she just had. And like lovers who tell each other their dreams, Srimati Radharani starts to narrate this most amazing dream which bewilders her at first. Beloved, in a dream I saw a river shore like the Yamuna here. There were many expert dancers as in Vrindavan. There were mridangas and other instruments. And oh, in my dream there was a Brahmana. He looked like a jewel, splendid as lightning, who was tossing the universe into an ocean of pure love. Srimati Radharani is clearly bewildered. This is the first time where she spoke about a person, a male person, who was not Krishna. And Radharani continues, sometimes he calls out, O Krishna! And sometimes he sighs, O Radha, where are you? Sometimes he falls to the ground, and sometimes he acts wildly, losing all composure. And sometimes he dances ecstatically with his loving associates. He has made all the residents of this world, from the blades of grass up to Lord Brahma, loudly call out the name of Krishna. Please imagine this dream. Srimati Radharani saw how there was a Brahmana who influenced grass, harms, leaves, plants, birds, monkeys, and Lord Brahma to shout out the name, O Krishna! This is a concert. Let us hear more about the dream. As I gazed at him, my intelligence became bewildered. If that person is my lover, then where am I in that dream? But if the person I dreamt of is I, then where is my lover Krishna? And again, if he is my lover, if he is Krishna, then where am I? I'm not there. As I slept, I became more and more bewildered. So now Lord Krishna responds to this dream. Krishna usually speaks in a very deep voice. Sri Krishna said, O inquisitive girl, I'm amazed. When I showed you Narayan and my other forms, you were not surprised. Why does this Brahmana surprise you? Why does he bewilder you? So you say, who is he? Krishna refers to one very sweet pastime where he had disappeared from the Rasa dense area and gone into hiding. There's a village where this pastime took place in Braj. And but because he is so much interested in the love of his devotees, he could not remain for a long time in hiding, but he came out and followed the gopis who were searching for him from behind, looking exactly what they did, how they felt, how they called out for him, and he was relishing the love of his devotees. And then in order to test them, if they were really single-mindedly attached and focused only on him, he took his Narayan form and stood by the side of the way. The gopis came by. O Lord Narayan, have you seen Krishna? Lord Krishna thought, they are not impressed by my form as Narayan with four arms? Amazing. And he had waited for one other gopi, Srimati Radharani. And also Radha came, and she had said when she saw Lord Narayan with his Kostuba jewel, his conch shell and his disc, and Lakshmi on his chest, and all his different energies surrounding him, being there. Radharani had just said, oh, good evening, Narayan. Where is Krishna? Have you seen him? You're supposed to be all-knowing. Where is Krishna? Answer, please. And when Lord Narayan had heard, when Krishna, as Lord Narayan, had heard Radharani and saw how she was really drenched in Mahabhava, the very exalted state of love of Godhead, his two arms just melted away helplessly, and he stood looking a little bit atapped, a little bit surprised or overwhelmed. And Radharani saw him and was overwhelmed this time to see her lover. And at that time, Lord Krishna took away his scarf, a yellow pitambara, and he touched his hand to his heart, and he looked very sweet, like someone who is just atapped, who has just been found doing something naughty. He had taken on the form of Narayan. This was a little naughty. He stood there and said, my dear gopis, I also only love you. So to make it more truthful, he had taken his scarf, all the coverings, all the illusions away. He was just standing with an open chest, touching his heart, to underline that he really meant what he said at that moment. I only love you. So now Krishna remembers this. He remembers how, you know, Radha has seen a very amazing personality surrounded by midangas and dancing. And Radharani is bewildered. And he asked, why does this Brahmana surprise you? Why does he bewilder you so much? so that you say, who is he? After speaking these words to his beloved Radha, the smiling lover Krishna touched his Kustuba jewel on his chest. The jewel, understanding the Lord's intention, began to glow. Shh, shh, shh. And then showed all the same pastimes and all the moving and non-moving living entities that Radha saw in her dream. So, in other words, the Kostoba jewel seemed to come alive, and by a ray of the Kostoba jewel, the Srimati Radharani saw reflected in the trees of Vrindavan, like a holographic image, the moving pastime she had just now seen. This should not surprise us very much. In this Kostuba jewel of Lord Krishna, all the living entities are included who become reflected by the Kostuba jewel into the active life, either in the Leela or outside of the Leela. So, Srimati Radharani saw now this Brahmana, she saw a wild kirtan, she saw in the trees of Vrindavan the blades of grass chanting, O Krishna, O Krishna! And Lord Brahma with his four heads becoming slightly bewildered because all his mouths were vibrating. Krishna, 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 Krishna! Srimati Radharani reflected for a moment and said, Beloved, I know what is in your heart now that makes you smile. You are he. You are that Brahmana who dances on the shore of that river. What you have said and thought is now clear to me. And therefore I think I am also he. You must know wherever Krishna is, Radha has to be there. Just like where the flame of fire is, the light has to be there. Or just like where the substance moshos is, the smell of musk, is it musk or moshos, has to be there. Just where the flower is, the fragrance has to be there. Where the sun is, the rays of the sun have to be there. So where Krishna is, Radha has to be there. So she concludes, I'm also that Brahmana because he is you. Making this Kostuba jewel, which is so delightful to us, shine in this way, you have revealed yourself to all living entities. By your own transcendental potency, you will appear. Display your pastimes. Teach everyone. And again, plunge the world into the ocean of pure love. In the king of Braja's presence, the learned Vedic scholar Gagacharya said that you will appear with a yellow complexion. He did not lie. This dream of mine is true. It is not an illusion. In this dream, I have directly seen you. Srimati Radharani is remembering, in other words, how Gagacharya had spoken during the birth vibration of Lord Krishna, that this boy will appear in the future in a yellow complexion. Just after having said so, Gargacharya had left Nanda Maharaj and went to the palace of Brishabhanu. In the palace of Brishabhanu, a small little girl was born who was of a golden effulgence. And Brishabhanu Maharaj did not know anything about this particular girl. Only he knew that he had found his daughter one morning lying down in a lotus flower. This daughter was not born in the way little daughters are born. She appeared in a flower. Brishabhanu Maharaj was wanting to know, who is my daughter? Gargacharya met him when he was in the state of confusion. It took him by the hand and brought him to the forest on the bank of the Yamuna. And he said, your daughter is always appearing with the Supreme Lord. Do not worry about any arrangements for your daughter. She is arranging everything herself. She is Radha, the same who comes as Lakshmi with Narayan. This is your daughter. So Gargacharya knows all about these things, and Radha says he doesn't lie. This dream of mine is true. It is not an illusion. In this dream I have directly seen you. And from an earlier verse, we know me also. Lord Chaitanya is Radha, Krishna nohe anya. You are now blessed. Do you want to know the blessing which is there for anyone who hears this? If the bumblebee of the reader's mind drinks the nectar of this Svapna Vilasamrita, then that intelligent reader or listener who sits in Goloka Dham just a few days before the new year, such a listener will quickly awaken from the dream of materialistic doubt. Haribol, wake up! Such a listener will attain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will sport in the ocean of pure love. He will attain the peerless mercy of the King of Vrindavan. So we will now chant, and please, while you are hearing this, while you're chanting, try to go in your mind to the holy name and see in the holy name this beautiful pastime. It's a very good practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha. Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha. Kanaya la 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 te. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. We will now hear, in the words of Vrindavan Das Thakur, how exactly the picture was which Srimati Radharani saw in that one Svapna Vilasamrita, the nectar of her dream. We will be able to witness the extremely blissful dancing of her Lord. Krishna dancing in the mood of Srimati Radharani. There was no stopping. The Lord danced and danced and danced. How blissful he was. Surrounded by his dear devotees, he sang day and night. If anyone would come to see the Lord, there would be many, many devotees around him dancing. And if the devotees sometimes sat on the ground, they were allowed to only speak of Krishna, to think of Krishna. They were totally into Krishna. Sometimes it would happen that Lord Chaitanya would manifest his true identity as the Supreme Person. He would climb on the altar and he would say, I'm Matsya, I'm Nrsimha, I'm Rama. At other times he would weep, saying, I'm the Lord's servant. Oh, my brothers and sisters, please listen attentively. In the countless universes, there's nothing like Lord Chaitanya's display of ecstatic love. When Lord Chaitanya danced, the devotees blissfully sang. On Ekadasi, Lord Chaitanya, the life of the worlds, would chant Lord Hari's names the whole night. In the courtyard of fortunate Srivas, you could hear nothing else than the chanting of Gopal Govinda. There were midangas, small cymbals, conches, karatas. The loud sound passed through the entire Brahmanda, the universe, and filled the whole sky, destroying everything inauspicious in all the 14 worlds. From the early morning, Vishvamba started dancing. Many groups of dancers were there, and they sang charmingly, each group singing a different melody. Please imagine all these singers. Govinda Ghosh was there, Vasudev Ghosh was there. Yes. Lord Chaitanya's would be seen. Srivas Pandit led the singing in one group. Mukunda led the singing in another group. Govinda led the singing in yet another group. And they all sang as Lord Chaitanya danced. Powerful Nityananda was running around Lord Chaitanya in circles. Unseen by everyone else, Advaita came forward and touched the dust of Lord Chaitanya's feet. As Lord Chaitanya sang, Gadadhar and the other devotees became agitated with love, their eyes filled with tears. The word Govinda resounded in the four directions. Sachi's son danced in ecstasy. Overcome with love, the Lord's associate sang Hari and Rama. Hari, Rama. There are descriptions that Lord Chaitanya, when he would feel the ecstasy, would shout in a voice which was as loud as 1 million lions roaring. 1 million is a lot. But no one felt any discomfort in their eardrums. Their eardrums were protected by the internal energy of Lord Chaitanya. This is the explanation which is given. Then Lord Chaitanya started to cry. He wept for 3 hours, he fell to the ground. His hair was no longer neatly bound. And it's described in one Vaishnava Granth that once Radha and Krishna were sitting together, Srimati Radharani was holding the hand of Krishna and listening very intently to Krishna. And Krishna pleaded with her. Krishna said, I can understand everything except for one thing, and you are the person who can help me to understand this one thing which I cannot understand. What I cannot understand is how deep your love for me is. So Srimati Radharani was holding the hand of Lord Krishna and answered, I hope you will not try to understand the depth of my love. No, no, I want to know, said Krishna. Otherwise my knowledge is incomplete. Radha said, my love for you is very, very blissful, and when you are gone, it is very miserable. Only Lalita knows the amount of my misery. Asked her. So Lalita was standing nearby and said to Krishna, the misery of Radharani when you are absent is so strong that she will just embrace a tamal tree. She will crash to the ground, and she will say to us, now I'm soon dead. Take my arms around a tamal tree. Tamal tree has the color of Lord Krishna. And then write on my body with sandalwood the words Siam, Siam, Siam. Then I can die peacefully. This is how much she suffers. Krishna looked at Radha. He placed his second hand into the hand of Radharani, and he said, exactly this love I want to taste. Radha said, then there's only one way. You must come into my heart, into the deepest, most secret part of my heart. When you come out, you will be glowing with a golden effulgence. And this effulgence will protect your body when you fall down on the ground in separation from me, crying, O Krishna, where are you? So this described here. When he wept, Lord Chaitanya wept for 3 hours. He fell to the ground. His hair was no longer neatly bound. Only a person made of wood will not, overcome with ecstatic love, fall to the ground when he sees Lord Chaitanya weep in the kirtan. Laughing loudly, Lord Chaitanya enjoys blissful pastimes for 3 hours. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya loudly sang the holy names. Hearing his singing, the universe seemed to break apart. Sometimes his body would become as heavy as the whole universe, and no one had the power to lift him. And sometimes he became lighter than a cotton swab, and everyone happily carried him on their shoulders. Carrying the Lord on their shoulders, the devotees would walk happily in the courtyard. When the Lord would faint in ecstasy, the frightened devotees would chant, Hari! In his ear. Sometimes his whole body would tremble, and his teeth would chatter like a child's teeth in winter. Sometimes there would be great perspiration on his body. It seemed like the Ganga personified flowed on his limbs. Sometimes his limbs burned with fever, drying up the sandal paste, anointing it. And sometimes he would rest his back against Lord Nityananda's body, lift his feet, look at everyone and smile. Understanding this hint, all the devotees would plunder the priceless jewel of the dust at the Lord's feet. So in this way, the pastimes of dancing are described. And they are very, very, very amazing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting and dancing was his way to express the love in his heart. When Lord Chaitanya sang the Maha Mantra, and he sang Hare, he was in the mood of Krishna calling for Radharani. Then when he chanted Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's mood switched to that of Srimati Radharani, chanting and calling out for Krishna. And in this way, the most amazing, you could say, flood of transcendental emotions, which came like the ebb of the tide and the flood, changing, and were visible at the personality of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees in this world are requested to think on the Lord's shedding tears. You can see in this picture, Lord Chaitanya's eyes are like pools in which the lotus-like shape, huh? The lotus are growing, the lotus of his expression. Once there were some geese, Gänse. They lived at a little pond in Bengal. Oh, this pond was smelling so bad. There were these worms, scrimps, and these unmentionable animals which these geese were eating. It so happened that one day the best of swans passed over the pond. They were heading towards Manasa Sarova at the feet of Kailash. The geese looked up to the swans and felt so much yearning. We also want to go to this place. The best of swans, looking down on their bird friends, felt compassion in their hearts and said, come with us, fly to with us to the cool, happy Manasa Sarova River. The geese cried and said, O best of swans, we are not like you. We are very ordinary Gänse, goose. Can you help us get to Manasarova? The swan said, okay, climb on our backs. We will carry you there. Now as the geese were sitting on the swan backs, they thought about eating. They said, are there also these small fishes to eat and these worms which we are accustomed? No, said the swans.
This is Manasarova. There's the best of foods. Lotus flower. And the pollen of lotus flowers is waiting for you and for us. Oh, no worms in the mud? Something better. Oh, no. We don't want to go to Manasarova, said the most foolish of all geese. Let us down. Bring us to the pond. Psst, quick. We are hungry. In this way, the goose brought them down again. The swans brought the goose or geese down. My dear devotees, we are all used to our daily thoughts, which are like worms in the mud. We eat them every day. We are used to our very unspecial life. But let us not be like the goose who reject the beautiful food of the lotus flowers. This Krishna, Chaitanya Leela and Krishna Leela is compared to be nourishing food for the devotees. One who only eats ordinary grains each day, but who does not regularly listen to Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, will starve spiritually, and in this way he will not be able to develop enough strength and far sight to develop his spiritual life in earnestness. So tomorrow we will hear again a leela which will be very different from all the other leelas. It will be a devotee leela. It will be very fascinating and captivating. But let us chant one song. I really would like to learn these songs, but at the moment I don't know. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing in kirtan often names like Mukunda. Mukunda. See Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali. Such songs he would sing. See Krishna Murari Mukunda Vanamali. We will let you go to rest with one very, very nice poem of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting together. It is around this time, quite late. He just had a vision and he addresses Swarup Damodar, his associate in Puri. Oh, Swarup Damodar, what did I see?
Where, my lord?
In a dream at night.
Tell me, what was it, my lord?
It was a youth that was a monsoon cloud.
My lord, what did he do?
Do you see him now also? Yes, he has not left my side.
May Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart.
Hare Krishna. How wonderful. Please go to bed. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bom.